USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are expected to hit the roads this Thanksgiving, AAA putting that number at more than 53 million. That's a 13% increase, and it comes a year after folks were advised to stay home due to the pandemic. Air travel is expected to jump 80% over last year, with more than 4 million passengers. However, 90% of all travel will still be done by car. The FBI is now part of a criminal investigation into what went wrong at a Houston concert where 8 people died last Friday. It happened when fans rushed the stage, and Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena says there are also reports of possible druggings.
There was some evidence that some drugs were present there at the event. There was one report of a security guard that described a needle prick to the neck.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
More border wall construction materials are found.
Since Joe Biden halted construction of the border wall, multiple reporters and Republican lawmakers have shared videos and photos of the massive piles of steel left stacked up along the border, which had been purchased for the wall during the Trump administration. However, Ben Berquam, a conservative journalist, has revealed another massive supply of materials intended for the border.
They do not want you to see this. They do not want you to see millions. I don't know if it's 100 million. I don't know. It's millions and millions of dollars sitting out here burning up out in the desert. Your tax dollars.
Berquam also said there is a media blackout on the area as the Biden administration does not want anyone to see it. But he got in explaining, I have an escort. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Georgia Senator Max Cleland died at the age of 79 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
The Biden administration is asking a federal court to lift the block on its new vaccine mandate for companies with more than 100 employees. The rule was paused over the weekend by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, citing concern over the constitutionality of the mandate and other statutory issues. The administration wants the stay lifted while the rules are reviewed by the court. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News, we are entering uncharted territory regarding vaccine mandates.
President Biden made no secret that he wanted to impose a national mandate. And then many people, including the White House counsel, informed him, you can't do that. You have no authority to do that. And so this was Plan B. They decided the sort of creative use of OSHA to say that this is about protecting a workplace. The problem is OSHA has never done anything like this. It's using a thing called an ETS, or an Emergency Temporary Standard. That avoids having to do rulemaking. That can take a long time. The problem here for the Biden administration is it made no secret that this was a sort of workaround, the fact that it doesn't have the constitutional authority to do this directly.
Household debt is reaching a level it's never seen before. The New York Fed Reserve saying it's now $15 trillion in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.